Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
What's your name, please?
It's Nikki.
Nadine?
It's Nikki.
Can you spell it, please?
Yes, sir. N-I.
Okay.
K-K-I.
K-K-I. Oh, Nikki. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at a bill that I was charged for $4.95 on February 7th for shipping. This is for postal charges for an item that I was supposed to be receiving from a promotion. But the promotion was a fraud. And I was still wondering why I'm charging $4.95 for a product I'm never going to see.
Okay, you was calling about the charges on your account. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I was charged $4.95 for shipping and handling on an item which I just called was it was for something totally different. So I don't know why I'm paying $4.95 for a item that was an app that was supposed to be texted to my phone, which I never received. I just resolved that. But now I'm trying to find out why I'm charged $4.95 for shipping and handling on an item that I'll never get, that was never recorded.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about this experience, but what I can do for you, I can be able to look up your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
61065.
Okay, that's going to be 61065?
Correct.
Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, Rusanowski, R-U-S-A-N-O-W-S-K-I. And this is for shipping charges.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
150 Hastings Way, Southwest, Poplar Grove, Illinois, 61065.
Okay. And is that going to be for the Smart East Solar Power Camping Lantern? Is that correct, sir?
Okay, yeah. These are all done on the same day. That's what I don't understand. They were all put in here on February 7th, along with this fraudulent other thing. But, yeah, I paid. That's what it was for, the lantern. But I've never seen the lantern, and they're supposed to be here a couple days ago.
Okay. Now, you paid the $9.95, which was for shipping and handling, and you paid the $4.95, which was
right.
For the priority shipping.
Right.
Yes, sir. Now, just give me one moment while I take a look at your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
You still there?
Yes.
I do apologize about the wait, but what I can do for you, I can offer to extend your trial for another 16 days. Would that be okay?
What did you say? What, in 15 days you're going to do what?
Yes, sir. I can extend your trial for another 16 days. Would that be okay?
Extend my trial?
Yes, sir.
What trial?
Okay, and that's going to be for the laddering, the camping laddering.
Right, but what's the trial for?
Yes, sir. Now, you will be on a 14-day trial, and that's the whole reason why I'm trying to extend your trial for another 16 days.
Well, what is the trial? What am I trying out?
Okay, you just trying out for the laddering and you're going to be on a 14-day trial. And that's the whole reason why I'm trying to go ahead and extend your trial for another 16 days. So give you enough time to try out the lettering.
Well, that wasn't in anything to do with the promo that I was involved with. This was, I believe, was with Ace Hardware. There was no strings attached with a promo. And what's the trial? You get 14 days to return it, or how does that work?
No, sorry. It was that you're going to have to read the terms and condition, and it was stating that you was on a 14-day trial, and on the 15th day, you will be charged the full amount forward.
For how much is that?
Yes, sir. I could take a look at your account. Just give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, sir, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I do apologize about the wait. What I can do for you, I can offer you a monthly subscription for $64.99.
I don't want a $54. I already talked to somebody on this here, and I canceled this account within the 48-hour period. And they told me that the lantern had been shipped, but there would be no charge for it. So I said, I didn't sign up for any plan of any kind, and your $54, I already canceled that. As you should find that in there, it was canceled within the 48-hour period. It was canceled the following morning.
Okay, let me just take a look here.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me one moment. Okay, yes, sir. I do see that your account has already been canceled out.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do see that on your account.
Okay, and what about this $4.95 and $9.95?
Okay, you're not going to be able to get your refund back to your account because that was the shipping and handling charge that you've been charged for the camping lantern.
Yeah, and where is the camping lantern?
Okay, you should be able to receive it right about now.
Okay, well, I'll take a look. But then now, what's with this 14-day trial on that?
Yes, sir. Now, once you had signed up for the camping lantern, you was on the 14-day trial. Now, if you don't cancel your trial within the 14-day period, you're going to end up being charged the full amount forward. But it looked like you already had canceled your account before the 14-day period had ended.
Okay, so I shouldn't be recharged. I should not be charged anything but the $4.95 and the $9.95. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. No more future charges.
Okay. And what about the original $54? That is already canceled?
Okay. I don't see the $54 on your account.
Okay.
Because you went on and canceled it before your trial has ended.
Right, because I read the instructions. I've been reading them. I said, and they all got these fine little prints in their way. They're buried in the darn 25 pages of stuff. There's always a catch. So, okay, well, Nikki, I thank you. And I said, I've got this all documented. Do you have a case number on this?
Oh, yes, sir. I can be able to give you the cancellation number. Are you ready to write it down?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, it's CS and Charlie.
Charlie.
286.
2828 what?
Yes, sir. It's going to be CS. Yes, sir.
6-8-6-8-0-3. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. It's Charlie 286-803.
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation number.
Okay, and that is dated?
I'm sorry?
You have a date on that?
Okay, about the day that you had ordered it, place your order.
And the day that canceled.
Okay, yes, sir, most definitely. Let me just go ahead and give you that date.
Okay.
And the date was on February the 6th.
Okay, 2-6-22.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's cancellation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I'm willing to do that. And when I get this lantern, then what happens? I'm not on this account is closed. So what happens?
Yes, sir. That's going to be it. No more future charges. You're going to receive your camping lantern, and you should be able to receive it by Friday.
Okay, and do I send it back or keep it, or what do I do with it?
You get to keep it since you already paid the shipping and handling costs.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, I wish they'd be a little more clear on these here, because I do read these things. And it's so easy, when out of 25 pages, you know, you ever read one of these here? You realize how many pages there are and how much you can miss. I usually scan through them, but I said, I didn't see this part about the $54 I did see. And I said, okay, Nikki, have yourself a great day. And
okay.
Well, and I don't know where you're at, but think spring. It's cold here. All right.
And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
You know, I do have one other question, though. Huscom, okay. These are, one is this, the one I call here is Health Kitchen Ad Gadgets, and that's your number. And the other one is a different number, and it's called Best Tech Promo Tip. That's what it's called. And, so they're not the same, and it's really hard to keep track of these things when the names, the billing people are different than from, you know, what was on anything I had before.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products. I'm not familiar with those names.
All right, then I'm going to have to call them. I'll find out what they're, I don't know why. For the $9.95 is charged to me by a Best Tech Promo Tip. But you have it under your charge, correct? The $9.95?
The $4.95 and $9.95 on your account.
Right. Okay. And but the other one is under a different count. They're all on February 7th. And but this one here is from Best Tech Promo Tip. Are you involved with them? Because I don't know. That's what I said. They're different. Even though you're showing both of these accounts, both these charges, but how come they're under different people or different companies?
I'm sorry. I don't have that information. I do apologize.
Okay. Yeah, because I said, all right. Thank you, Nikki. And yeah, I said you have a good day.
Yes, sir. You do the same. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay. You too. Bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling.